Hey, everybody. I'm Lisa Burrell, your host of VSpeak's Conversations with Heart and Soul. We're in a gym. It's a beautiful gym. Zoltan Naji, and I have butchered your name, but you will tell me your last name again so that I can say it properly.
Naji.
Probably didn't do it that great. Anyway, Zoltan, your nickname that I know you by is Zoli.
Yes.
And I've known you for about 13 years, and you've been my trainer. And we've had numerous conversations about just about everything under the world. But mostly, I want to thank you for teaching me how to respect myself and my body and what I put in my body, how to eat well, supplements, and just so many things that were much more than sort of building the physique, but more building the stamina, discipline, and mind was a gift that you gave to me 13 years ago that you're one of the most influential people in my life.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So you're from Romania originally.
Yes.
And we're so happy that you made the trek over here and did all that you did to set up your goal when you first came over here. I'll let you tell the story, but was it what we're looking at right now?
No.
No?
Not even close.
Okay.
So 2004, I came with H2B work visa, and I started to wash dishes at Hilton in the basement to make the story even more.
hard knocks, right?
Yes. Like
hard to understand that that's what you
did.
Yes,
I was someone back home, I can say, you know, I was a
hockey player,
you know, beloved or, you know, known. Won Romania Cup with my team, played for the national team, the juniors a few times. So, you know, coming from an athletic background, father was an Olympic athlete, represented Romania in 1980 in Lake Placid. So, you know, it's...
I came from good stock.
Yes, yeah. Something like that. So I came here and left all that behind, and I had different hopes first, but then reality hit hard, and I had to start from below zero.
Mm-hmm. How old were you?
I was 23.
23 years old.
Yeah.
That's young. And you came by yourself?
I came with a big group of same people who wanted to try the American dream. Mm-hmm.
And how? Where did you land in the United States first?
We landed in Atlanta.
Okay. So not too far away from here.
No.
And then your next spot was here?
So we were in Atlanta. We waited for a bus that picked us up and brought us down, just like good workers. And it's a good story there.
It is. Look at everything that you did, you became, what you were able to grow and create and envision was like really a remarkable success story.
Yes.
Really. That's amazing. So one funny little anecdote before we ask your wife to come on and talk to us about your partnership together is that you had told me several times, you know, oh boy, like Americans are soft, you know, that not as as hardcore as the life that you grew up when you were younger and the training that you would have to do when you were very young, starting out in hockey and like the brutal physical challenges that you had to do. And I just thought that they were so funny to know that you came from a different culture, which you were able to, let's say, dig down deeper and work harder. But then I think that cultural background that you have is actually why you're such a good trainer as well, because you're sort of knocking like all that out and you're going back to, hey, you have to be tough. You have to be strong.
Yes.
Like basically my words, like don't be a wimp.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So I love the name Zola. That, and you've been here a year and a half. And I used to go to your other gym in Destin, Destin Athletic Club, for many, many years. And this is a beautiful gym. Mm-hmm. I love coming here. And you put every detail, your attention to detail with Laura was unmatched. And it's beautiful and all that you have going on here. And tell us how the name originated.
Well, that's a good story again. I think you mentioned it to name it Zoli's. Like the Italians do, you know?
Yeah.
Good old Italians, right?
Yeah.
So, and then... you know, I went with that idea, and then I got some help from a gentleman named Terry Slaughter, a friend of a friend, and Jason Romero's friend. And he came down, he went to the other gym there, and he looked around, he looked at what we're doing. He wanted to see the environment. He wanted to just feel it. What is it? And then he said, okay, this is enough. He went away for 2 weeks, and then he came back. And as much as I was playing with the idea of Zolis, I liked it. And I think if this would have not come up, I would have gone with that. But when I've seen it, it was instant. And yes, I knew it. It was a good name.
So it's a combination of your name?
Yeah, my name and Laura's. Laura.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's perfect.
Yes, and he hit it good. And
he's very good, yes. Terry Slaughter.
Yes.
He's pretty much a creative genius. Yes. Yeah.
And we went with it and we loved it. And it's as we went, we started to, you know, build around it, the Stronger Together, and just, you know, build a brand up. And yes. You know, she brings her side.
She does, and we're going to invite her on here. And, and we're both wearing your branded shirts that I absolutely love. Yeah. They are so beautiful. So we're going to ask Laura to come on in, join the conversation. Come on, hello. Tell your side of the story.
My side of the story. Well,
in that, like, you're partners, right? And we were talking earlier,
yes,
like,
we are partners.
Two is better than one, right?
Yes, always.
Always. And so you make such a good partnership. And I can't imagine, like, Zoli without you, you know?
Me either.
So when, and you moved here, what, 5 years ago?
Actually 7 years
ago. Okay, from Romania.
Yes, same city as Zoli.
Yes, so tell us about how you reconnected and met on one of Zoli's trips home to Romania several years ago.
Yeah, so it's a funny story because basically I am the godmother of his brother's oldest daughter.
Okay.
And when his brother, younger daughter, had her baptism, Zoli was home. And basically that's...
When you reconnected.
Yes, we reconnected. We met several times before, but we never had a longer conversation.
That's so good.
Yes.
Well, when Zoli told me he had met somebody that he was really interested in Romania, and I'm just thinking like, oh, okay. So
yeah, like, that would be me.
Yeah, that would be you, Laura. And I'm like, does she work out like you? And like, and you both love skiing, and you ski the Swiss Alps last year or a couple years
we
ago?
We love skiing, actually. Uh-huh. It's our biggest hobby, I would say.
Right. So I asked Zoli, I said, so is Laura able to hang with you on the slopes? And he said, what? No, she's like far superior to me on the slopes. I'm like, oh, this marriage
just
is
good. Just a little bit.
Yeah, that's so great.
They all need us. So,
yeah, they do. We need each other for sure.
Yes.
So I know you're instrumental and you work in tandem together, but talk to us about the merchandising that you've done with the food that you're introducing, with the wellness and health. Like your smoothies are like unrivaled. They're so good.
Yes. So basically Zoli gathers the best ingredients because he's good at this. He's a nutritionist as well. So he always finds the cleanest products on the market because the hardest for everybody is to choose the best one because in America you have too many, in my opinion.
It's true.
And he's very good at choosing the very best ones, the cleanest one. And I'm the best at adding them to my smoothies and give people an experience that they cannot find around here, this being a smaller community.
Right. And then you make, they're homemade.
Yes, they're homemade with fresh organic ingredients. And we add collagen to our smoothie, the best ones, and proteins, of course. And basically we can make any smoothie with any ingredients.
Yes.
And I'm also doing cold press juices made out of organic fruits.
Yep.
And ginger turmeric, which is known for the health benefits. So we are trying to keep people healthy and happy.
Healthy and happy. And you're doing such a good job.
Yes.
That's awesome. Well, I know like you have many, many things to do today. And you've got a meeting to catch. So thank you for being here. You're a beautiful couple.
Thank you for having me.
To know you both.
Thank you, Lisa.
All right, Laura. Zoli, what is the difference in the programs mm-hmm. that you have for everybody here in this gym iteration mm-hmm. and what you were offering at the other gym?
Good question. So the previous gym I had, it was an existing business. So I bought it as it was. So I had to run it somewhat, you know, with the memberships and that aspect of it. So I couldn't completely tailor it to my needs. So, you know, sometimes it got, I mean, you know, I'm coming from hockey, so chaos is nothing but chaos.
It's constant.
It's constant, uh-huh. yes, just like mm-hmm. in life. But, you know, it's you got to find your balance in it.
Right.
So my goal it was to organize it much better, you know, sometimes I was running three different classes within an hour. So it started to get a little bit overwhelming on me. So now I have classes on the top of the hours. I have different days with different teams of workouts. So I have Monday kettlebells, Tuesday I have a cardio day, Wednesday I have a weights day, mm-hmm. Thursday I have, today was calisthenic days, and Friday I have a fire Friday, which is the hardest day. So if anybody want to misbehave in the weekend, at least they did something good from themselves.
Right.
Knowing myself, that's what I used to do. So I kind of built it from that
that's
mindset.
Awesome. It was different, you know,
yes.
a lot to learn, but definitely it was probably unsustainable.
Yes.
Because when you were mm-hmm. like training so mm-hmm. many people at the same yes. time and they all had different yes. needs, you know, this probably seemed like mm-hmm. the most efficient way
yes.
to get everybody
yes. Yes.
healthy.
Yes.
Well, what I told you many, many times is that one of the things about you that I also commend is like the other gym there mm-hmm. almost looked like a boxing gym, like yeah. it was, you know, like not glamorous, you know,
yes.
kind of like this is, but there'd be like a 14-year-old kid mm-hmm. that like wasn't really mm-hmm. meshing very well in school, and their yes. dad would drop them off to you, so you were doing some like male mentorship while
yes.
you were mm-hmm. building them up. I know that there was one person that was wheelchair bound that you mm-hmm. would work with, and his mom at the same time, and then I'd be in there mm. and I wouldn't call me a person that looks mm. like I'm in a boxing gym, you know, but there would be all these different types of people mm. there, and you were like loving on mm. all of them and giving them all this attention, and like individual, everyone
yes.
had different needs. And so one of the mm. things about it that I'll never forget is like how many different people, you know, mm. older women,
yeah.
you've got some older guys that come mm. here, then you have, you mm. know, the young studs that are coming up and playing mm-hmm. Sports and all that. So you're not relegated to just like mm. one person. You're helping mm. like the everyman, like
yes.
everyone, right?
Yes.
And is that something that like just sort of organically happens to you, or were you like seeking out, like, I want to be propagating mm. health for everybody?
Yes, that was the initial thought. It was that I put up one word. One time I said, I'm going to help a million plus people with understanding this mystery of health and fitness, because it's, I think the Psy app works on this, because it's so much information. It's everybody's confused and they don't know, oh, I see this and oh, yeah, I see that, and this is the coolest thing and this is the coolest thing, and I have bigger arms than you and I'm better than you. You are not. So, and it doesn't really matter. What it matters is, you know, you have a strong mind, you stay consistent on whatever you are and just keep working and try to improve. Sometimes you step two steps forward, one back, but that's how it is. Again, I'm coming from a performance-based background, so for me, it's always like, if I see someone, how I can make that person better. Right now, I'm working with a person who had a brain hemorrhage, so his left side is barely working. So he's trying so hard to get better, and it's so respectful to see someone wanting to get better. And my goal with him is just, if I can make him every day just an inch better, he's going to have more and more abilities in life to you know, just enjoy the daily activities, and, mm-hmm. and hopefully he can have some fun with it. And that's one of my say, that it's, we're not trained to be in the gym. I want everybody to, I always tell them, pick a sport you like, pick yep. something where you go outside, whether being running, pickleball, tennis, hiking, biking, there is multiple of them.
Right.
Just do something and enjoy mm-hmm. all the fitness you're building and all that, you know, abilities you're learning. You will be much more motivated, and you will be much more, how would I say, you will take more out of it that way, if you just at something that is more fun.
Right. Well, I know I've heard you say numerous times, mm-hmm. like, look, just do something. Yes. As long as you're moving, mm-hmm. you're like moving in the right direction, right?
Exactly.
So sometimes like if I mm-hmm. don't have time to work mm-hmm. out and I'll just like, you know, go on mm-hmm. some like hour long walks, mm-hmm. right? I'm getting yes. my steps in.
Yes.
I'm not like mm-hmm. super proud of myself, yeah. but I do hear you mm-hmm. in my yeah. mind saying, as long as you're moving.
Yes.
You know, you're doing something, yeah. right?
Yes. I mean, yes, movements has different. I mean, pro athletes, they push, you know, their abilities to the max, but none of us are pro athletes. So we work with what you got. If 10,000, 5,000 steps is what you can, it's much better than sitting on the couch and eating some nonsense junk. Food, some yeah. junk, some whatever. And that's you know, 5,000 steps more. And then, mm-hmm. you know, maybe you had a couple of push-ups or a little bit of stretching or whatever you feel like, and you did something.
Right.
And what I realized as I got older, if you don't lose your abilities, you lose it. And that's a big truth. Mm-hmm. I had this big group of older people, and they always said, you rest your ass. That was their saying, and they were in their 70s, some in their 80s.
Really?
And I'm like, I was in my late 20s, early 30s. What are they talking about? I don't know.
Right, right.
Now I'm in my later 40s, and I'm like, oops, I can hear and there that if I don't move certain ways, I'm a little bit rustier than I was when I was much younger. Mm-hmm. So there is some truth there. So keep yep. moving so you don't mm-hmm. get rusty.
Well, this is a good segue, I think, to the fact that you also are an avid tennis player.
Yes.
And when did you pick up that sport?
So I came to U.S. and, you know, hockey was part of my life. It was everything. I mean, one time I was asked by my girlfriend at the time that what you love more, me or the hockey? And I looked at her. I mean, I said
trick question.
Trick, yeah. I mean, what? I mean, I had to answer her, and she didn't like it. But was one of those.
Yeah.
You know, I loved hockey. I was dreaming it. I was to an extent a good professional, but you know, I don't think I brought up the everything out of me I could have. But it is what it is. It's a new story now. So.
So do you love tennis as much as you loved hockey?
I think if I have a chance to restart, I would go with tennis.
You would?
I would go with tennis.
No way.
Yes. I wasn't tough enough for hockey. Hockey is just a rootless.
It's a fight.
It's a fight, and I wasn't mean enough. In tennis, you don't have to be that mean. You just
you just have to be that agile, quick, and have good eyesight, right?
Yes, and wow. Just consistent takes yeah. you a long way. Hockey is much more more up and downs, and it just way too many elements, I would say.
It's different than it used to be, though. They don't allow as much like slashing and right?
Yes,
and,
exactly.
And like head trauma and all that, aren't they? Like, it's not as much as a fight as it used to be.
Yes, as any sport, it evolves so much. Equipment got better. Athletes got better. They're faster, stronger. They protect them more because they're much more valuable in money. So, mm-hmm. and they made the sport faster in a safer way. So it's hockey evolved in a good way a lot. And the athletes are so much better. And same in tennis. I mean, the athletes are so much, so much better. Just much more technical. And
yeah. What do you think about the U.S. beating
Canada?
Canada. Like, were you shocked?
I thought before the Olympics that that would be the final. I thought. I mean, the Swedes and the Finns, they had good teams, so the Czechs. But I thought that would have been a final. I thought that Canada would pull it off. I was always a Canada fan, but since I'm in the U.S., I was with the U.S., I was very happy. Mm-hmm. U.S. had a more well-rounded team, and I think that pulled through. Canada was a little bit more offense-dominated, and they just... They just don't have it, so mm-hmm. I was happy for the U.S. to win it.
And so when did you start tennis again? Did you?
I started tennis, so again, we can go back to the other story. I came and I had hockey, so no more hockey. What I'm going to do, I played some soccer here at Morgan's, and which I loved all the time, but it just got too much fights, too many nonsense going around it. So I was like, I needed something else. So I played a little bit of tennis back home, and I was like, all right, let's see tennis. So I found some connection with actually one of my clients, Tim. You know Tim Malambri.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I have to mention him because he was one of
He was a catalyst for that.
Yeah, he was a big catalyst. Okay. He told me that you should play and you can get good, but I'm not good. I mean, I'm so bad. I mean, he was beating the crap out of me. We played like 50 matches and he just...
All right, go Tim.
Yep. Tim was having a good number on me for a while. And then he connected with another tennis coach, Dennis Fortenberry, and he started helping me. And I was so frustrated because I had...
Because you couldn't get it?
I just couldn't feel it. And it was a sport that, you know, coming from hockey, you go with a little bit of ego and, you know, thinking that it's much easier than... But you just don't have the muscles developed the right way. And I was... At one point, I had the racket in my hand. I was about to smack it and say that I'm done with this. And at that moment, I made the shot. And I'm like, wow.
Oh, wow. Kept you in the game, huh?
Kept me in the game.
Well, I think you told me it's the best workout like you've ever had, right? It's, like a good tennis match?
It's a good tennis match. It's an excellent workout. Hard to match it. It's very dynamic. Move forward, backward, laterally. It's very emotional. It's very mental. And it's very technical. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it has all the aspects you need for a good sport.
I'm going to try it. I've not played tennis for a really, really long time, and I didn't play it a lot when I was younger, but because I just feel like it.
You should.
And it's a good workout, I think you should start.
You should.
Even
you should.
Though, like, well past probably the prime to start something,
as long
but
as
I
you
still
can
think
have
it would be good.
It, it's worth trying.
Yeah. All right, so we've had numerous conversations over the years while we're working out, or you're working me out, and we somehow will get into some interesting conversations. About all sorts of things, you know, politics, which I don't even want to talk about anymore. Like, we used to have good conversations about that, but I can't even do it anymore.
No,
I don't want to.
It's not worth it. I think it's. I was always a conspiracy theorist, which seemed to be that most of them came out to be true. So I don't go down rabbit holes anymore, but whatever you see and whatever you feel now, I don't think you can even grasp, not even close of what's happening. Mm-hmm. I have this theory that you look through a window, which is very, very dirty, and you see some things behind it moving, and that's about what you get, but you have no clue who is there and what they're doing and what's the
in the shadows.
In the shadows,
in the
yes.
Shadows, yeah, so I know. So that's why like we don't talk about it anymore. But anyway, it's all right. We talk about other things, right?
Yeah.
One of them being like about maybe 6 or 7 years ago, I think you started talking about aliens, you know, to me. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to draw the line right here. So I don't believe in aliens, you know, like I'm just not. And you're like, no. And then I would listen to you talk about it. And I just think it's funny because now, like maybe at least twice a day, there's some news like all of a sudden out of nowhere that like supposedly, you know, that's real. I still don't know when I think about it. But anyway, I'll give you 10 points. The fact that you were talking about it a long time ago and now it's become like mainstream news right now, pretty much. What do you think of it?
Sure, I think, you know, there is a, they know more than we know, and then it's, there are some secrets somehow they're trying to ticker it in or just bring it into the mainstream, which, you know, it's, you know, there's a lot of mindsets out there and they just don't know how to bring it forward. I think they are there. I think if, which is true that you hear and you see in a certain frame of vibration, there is something above, something below. Yeah. I mean, in this, you know, dimension, there are others. I think, you know, they are out there. We just might not be able to see them or hear them.
Yeah, but vibrations, you know, there's, for people that have cancer now, they have vibration therapy. That's actually healing some people, you know, battling cancer. So I don't profess to know all about this at all, but I definitely do know that there is something to like vibrations and not even words, you know, but like a lot going on that we do not know about.
So, I mean, it can be just, you know, they are living in a spectrum we can't comprehend yet. And who knows why we can't comprehend it. It might be just another one of those that we don't comprehend it for a reason.
Right.
And we might need to elevate ourselves to that level to understand it more. So, I don't know. I know that I did some research and a lot of people spend their life researching it. They put their names and their life on the line for this reason to for us to understand what's there, and for a reason they either disappear, either die, or they you know, something happens with them and they just you know, are ridiculed when they come out with something. So I mean, anytime this happens from the mainstream audience, you have to watch, because the truth is coming from somewhere there. And these days anything comes from mainstream, you just better start running. I mean, exactly. It's terrible.
Exactly. Future plans for you doing what you do, which is in my words, like kind of like a mission field. Like this is, you know, you're really good at this and you know,
thank you.
The best trainer of all time, in my opinion. And a lot of people, I bring them here like, oh, you have to come and check it out. And then it will be really hard and they'll come and then they keep coming on their own after because, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, you kind of got the bug. And what it is that people have said to me is, oh, I don't know. I don't want to make the drive. It's too far. But I go because when I leave, I feel so good. And I'm like, yes. And that's why I keep going. Because when you have a really good workout and you feel good about it, and that can be like the environment, the coach, some conversation, or just somebody like having your back that they care if you're healthy or not, you do leave here and feel better than when you came. Like I can be, I can be exhausted and come here and do a 1 hour workout and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm good to go. Like whatever that was is gone.
Yes.
So the mental aspect of working out for me possibly rivals the physical. Or at least at least equal.
And it can. And it's such a good point you made because at one point I was like, I should, if I want to sell fitness the honest way, not all this 6 week or whatever, because, you know, in 6 week, maybe you can change a little bit of a habits. It's a long, long journey, especially depends where you're coming from, is that put a camera by the door and seeing people sometimes coming in like this, shoulders forward, you know, not, and they're leaving with the eyes open.
Yeah, they're
and
awake.
They're awake. And then that's, that would be the best way to approach it. I mean, the chemistry in the brain changes. So you know, it's a, you more up, you did something hard for yourself and it's, you know, you might not have done it on your own and you like, you start believing that you can do a lot more than you thought you would. And that's how you build up a character and going.
Well, discipline. And discipline has to be worked. You just don't wake up one day and become disciplined. You have to do really hard things and you have to do them all the time or consistently. And then you build that muscle called discipline. And then that carries over to work, to your relationships, to the health of your own body and mind. And discipline might be the absolute best byproduct in addition to everything else that I had in my adulthood working out. The discipline.
Well, it always goes back to love yourself. I mean, it's always, love is the answer. So, I mean, it starts with loving yourself. If you can love yourself, then you can love others and you can you know, have a better relationship and you radiate that. And that's, I think, answers a lot of things.
Yes.
And, you know, just knowing that you constantly working on the discipline that I don't feel it, but I'm going to do something. And you holding yourself accountable over and over. And that's going to lead to good things. And you know, you meet like-minded people, you learn about their journeys and you just, you know, you are in the matrix alive and you're doing things.
Yeah. I love it. Future, you know, you, I know you're always thinking into the future. So with the traffic that is out there now, on our roads, because so many people have found us and it's hard to get here sometimes from like where I am. I still drive anyway because it's worth it to me. But the 30A area of our world that we live in here is a very well-heeled, elevated community. And I know a lot of people would benefit from you there. So tell us a little bit about how you're making inroads into that part of the market space.
Yes, so yeah, it's a nice, very nice environment, and this week just had class out there in Kaya with Jason and his family, Jason Romero and his family. So I'm always thankful that, you know, gave me the opportunity to go out there and put my putting my name out there for that community. And
that's awesome.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Kudos to Jason Romero, who's the developer and founder of Kaya Beach Resort, which is, in my opinion, the absolute best of the best. In new urbanism.
Yes.
On 30A, he did it like better than anybody. It's really, really a beautiful place.
It is. And again, I'm very happy to, you know, start showing up there. It's a very good community and I'm thrilled to, you know, be more present and involved in any new project.
So what day of the week can somebody go there? Does it have a schedule right now?
It's not official. It's been Tuesdays for now at 4 o'clock, but as more comes, I will reveal it. And I think it will come up soon on an email or somewhere to be.
Very exciting. So there's a whole new crop of people that will meet Zoltan, a.k.a. Zoli.
Yeah, Zoli. Yes.
Oh, wow. Talk about food and how important that is and what you eat and what you tell your clients to eat too.
Yes, food. I mean, it's a very, very important part of this equation. And luckily, I grew up where I grew up and we don't had American food. And I have to say it as it is, but it's terrible. All the processed foods and all the ingredients. I mean, US, it has like 10,000 ingredients allowed. And in Europe, they have like 400. So, I mean, just think of the lot of my clients, they go to Europe and my stomach wasn't. Yeah,
they feel better.
They feel much better, even eating pasta and pizza and pastries. Yeah. They feel better. So, I mean, you know, I grew up in where most of our food was produced by grandparents or locally in that community. So, and during communism, we don't have access to. We had potatoes, we had meats, and rice and milk, and some if we were lucky, good quality bread and butter, and that's about it. And the rest, what we could produce. And so, I mean, it's one of those that it's so confusing because this is the best diet. Everybody comes out and they say that this is the best. This is caveman and paleo and all this and. I think, you know, when you have a underlying issue, you definitely have to watch what you're eating and you might not be able to get away with as a completely healthy person. So you have to watch much more. And in that case, maybe a paleo where you are more restricted will work well. But from my perspective, you know, eat anything that grows comes from the earth, and it's as less meat people, you know, like not as close as the original form, you know, organic as much as possible or locally grown. Fruits, vegetables, you know, healthy grains. I'm not against none. Starches, and I'm a meat eater, so I believe to, you know, eating high quality meats. Again, organic, free range, locally pastured, raised, all that. It helps. I mean, it's so far it worked, but I'm very open-minded to try, you know, anything new that might work better, and I might change some of my dietary habits. The most important thing that go in with an open mind and just be dynamic to change. I mean, it's don't be stuck in one bandwagon and just, this is it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I heard vegans, you know, going to meat and they like it, or you know, people who were, you know, big supporter of meat eating going the other way, and it can work. It's just you got to try, and definitely what works to stay away from the processed foods. I mean, don't eat the processed foods
and no soda. You despise soda, which I don't like soda either.
But. I despise soda. I mean, at one time I seen this video. I'm sure multiple people saw it with the phosphoric acid in it and acidity of it is like 2 point some, and your body is alkaline at 7.5 in neutral. So I mean, think about how hard you start drinking those. Your body has to work to build back to neutral, which is around 7. So from 2 point whatever, I mean, you can clean a bathroom with that soda. So that's how acidic it is. So I mean, I'm not a big fan of sugar in it. I mean, I tell those people that, you know, put a glucose monitor and see what it does. Hopefully in that case you will stay away from it. And it's calories that you will have to burn off. And a lot of times someone new comes in, I put them on the bike and I said, who needs to understand the level? I said, ride for 20 calories. And they're riding and they're riding and they're still riding. Of course, most of them don't have the endurance to ride it quickly. So they're there for 5 whatever minutes. And they realize that was only 20 calories. Yes. And that was not even half a soda. So
Then you get an appreciation.
Then you start understanding how bad you're doing things. And just nicely, you have to put people in that, you know, their actions and their choices have consequences. And if they want to be healthier, they have to change. And what I say always, that please keep your hand in your own health and do the changes early so you don't have to go to the rough roads down that where you are prone medications for a long time, which again, it's 80% of diseases are metabolic rate, related. So it's all can be improved or fixed through right dietary approaches.
Well, that gives us some sort of maybe the working headline topic for this conversation, which health is wealth.
Exactly.
And so you've got to take care of your health and your body and what you put in it and how you make it move and work. And then health as well.
Health is
that's what you're selling.
Yeah, that's what I'm selling. Yes, health is wealth. I mean,
And you're good at it. You're so good at it. I'm so glad that we met for sure. I mean,
I'm very happy.
It changed my life.
That's
it got me through like really, really hard times at work where the stress level was so intense and I didn't actually know what to do with the level of stress that I had. And then a friend of ours who used to work for us, Lisa Farrick, she did an article on you in the magazine. That's how I first met you. And then, you know, then you were on the cover of our magazine that we have here in the studio and in your in your place here that looks beautiful. And it's been a long ride, but it's really a great deal of how I had the agility and the balance of a sound mind to actually weather a lot of waves. And I can't tell you like how serious I am about that. And it's been an amazing experience. And I want to thank you for
that's my pleasure. And that's my tough love or gift for, the community and the whoever I can touch to give them belief that they can do better and they can have.
Be better.
Yes.
Yeah.
And be kinder.
I mean, that's kind of a sign, like a kind of a little line that people say now, like be better, you know, and it's a derogatory line that people are saying right now, but actually really like. Mm-hmm. Be better.
Yeah, it's a very nice.
Yeah,
it sounds well. Be better, and if you go a lot deeper in it, it comes a lot behind it. And
a lot,
and that lot requires a lot of focus and just
discipline,
and just things to do to be better.
Right. Well, I remember just thinking about this about 7 years ago. You joined the V team to go up to New York for the opening of Christian Siriano's show that we were doing, and you got to be part of our posse and everything, and went out dancing and had a good time together. You being part of our team too. So, you're part of our family.
Thank you.
And are there any parting words of wisdom that you want to give to your listeners here?
Well, we said it all, I think. Health is wealth, and just love yourself enough that you put enough work and effort and discipline to make yourself be better.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you, Zoli.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. Fun interview. I love this guy, Zoltan, and he's been so good to so many people and to me as well. And check out his gym. It's awesome. Have a good day, everyone. Bye-bye.